Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent school board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things talked about, we'll get to the full return to learn plan in just a bit, as that was discussed by the board, but there were some schedule changes approved by the board, obviously something every school district really goes through every year, especially this one, as it's been a lot of cold and snow this winter.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, we have elected not to use the remote learning day option. We've just had snow days for kids as we wait on devices for our elementary students and look at what we would be able to provide remotely. We've decided not to try to have a remote learning day. So we have had just snow days, and we've had some late starts, early outs, days out of school. So we are currently, we were lacking the minimum instructional hours required and needed to make that up. So we did make a couple of calendar changes that were approved by the board last night. One of those will be that February 24th, which was scheduled as a Wednesday early out, will now be a full instructional day, so we'll recoup an hour there. And the other change was that May 27th, our currently scheduled last day of school, will be a 1:30 p.m. dismissal instead of an 11:30 a.m. dismissal. So that will get us 2 instructional hours there, and that gets us back up above the minimum. So those changes we'll be communicating widely, but they were approved last night.
Well, then talk a little bit about, I know there was a clinic held for school staff vaccinations. Talk about how well that went and working with public health. I know everyone's kind of waiting for that time as we move to the next phase.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there is a shortage of vaccine right now, and public health gets doses delivered, and then they have to try to accommodate the needs of the different providers throughout the town. And, you know, I think best thing is everybody just try to be patient and understanding, which is tough, I know, because some people are very anxious to get the vaccine. But we've been working with Hy-Vee Pharmacy locally, and they were able to provide 160 doses that were available at Loyola's Wilder Elementary last Friday afternoon. We began with our elementary staff that wanted to be vaccinated because we'd gotten some guidance from public health that that those folks probably had the greatest impact on the workforce, you know, dealing with younger kids. So we were able to have all of our elementary staff that wanted to get vaccinated, with the exception of maybe a couple of people who had a conflict, to get that done last Friday. And then actually at the end of the clinic, there were a few doses left, and we, you know, put out kind of an all call to all staff, anybody wanted to get over there. So we were able to use all those doses, and currently we're scheduled for another clinic this Friday on our staff work day, to hopefully get the rest of the staff that wants to be vaccinated. Although as you've heard, Andrew, and everybody else, the supply is tight, so we'll have to see how many doses we can get.
Yeah, and obviously that's something worked on by County Health and the state working to distribute those. Talking about the discussion held by the board on Monday evening, I thought they highlighted kind of that team effort to bring everybody back to school, and that's happening later this month. So talk about that discussion with the board and kind of highlighting that team effort by administration, by staff, by teachers and students and parents.
You bet. Well, Mrs. Duran put together just a quick list of, you know, examples of all the different things that are going on. And that is something that the board understands, and I think the community does too, that there are a lot of moving parts in a school district, and there has been so much flexibility required of so many people this year, you know, and in the district, you know, administration lots of times is involved with a lot of the planning, you know, and getting priorities from the board, trying to incorporate them, getting input from staff as we go along. And then the challenge all throughout this time has been to try to serve our students and families well, whether they're on-site or remote. And as you said, we're getting ready to move our middle school and high school back to full-time on-site. That'll happen February 15th. And our elementary has been doing that here since last month and has been doing it effectively, doing it well. And, you know, we're trying to bring on additional staff and additional technology is needed to really try to serve those remote learners well as we get back to full-time on-site. But I think the note of the day is just thank you for all the flexibility, the understanding. grace that everybody is giving to each other as we do make mistakes and as we do encounter bumps along the road. I am really happy with how we've been able to serve kids and families that we, from the start, you know, going clear back to Irving August 4th, that we've been able to have students face-to-face, especially nationally. When you hear of schools that kids have not been able to be in the school building in over a year, you know, since last March, there are a lot of schools that still haven't come back. I feel very thankful that our staff has helped make that work and that, you know, our community has been supportive of that as well.
All right, and then one last thing is middle school, high school returning to that full schedule. Talk about that transition and what parents can expect. I'm assuming all that communication's been sent out so far.
Yeah, I think our buildings have given the in-depth communication on that, and I would encourage anybody with questions still remaining to reach out to your building administrators. My original communication was just the overview that we will be back full-time as of February 15th. And then also that our Wednesday early outs would now be 1 hour instead of 90 minutes beginning on February 17th. Now, one caveat to that is the schedule change we already talked about, and that would be the 24th, which will be a full instructional day. But, you know, I think there are some things that have been worked out within the buildings, the middle school and high school, with regard to schedule. You know, schedule changes are always tough. And then also, you know, there will be quite a bit of reliance on the technology, zooming kids into the classroom more synchronously now, you know, real time with their classmates who are on site. And, you know, I would just appreciate everybody's understanding, flexibility as we go. Hopefully it will go pretty smoothly. Our staff has been getting ready for it, but, you know, there are always bumps in the road that you can't anticipate.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.